You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to a couple of races at Wetherby on this edition, but it's a real good day of racing. We've got Wetherby and Uttoxeter over the obstacles in the afternoon. A couple of listed races on the card at Newmarket. They're racing on the level, obviously, to complete the afternoon's programme. Then a usual double helping of all-weather racing from Kempton and Dundalk. There's also an Irish card in the afternoon over the obstacles at Down Royal featuring the WKD Hurdle. That's a Grade 2 event. Short on runners, that one. But Sam Crowe does make his seasonal return in that race at Down Royal. So plenty to go at on Friday's edition of the show. You'll be able to join us from 12:20pm with Darren Owen steering the ship. Andy Holding and Kevin O'Malley will be on hand to try and point you in the direction of a winner or two. Sam Norris here on this edition of the podcast, and joining me to take a look ahead to Friday's action, it's a very warm welcome to Chris Pimlott. And normality has been restored this week, Pim, as you're back on a Thursday and all is well in the world again.
Oh my great giddy aunt, we're back on a level playing field. Girl power pushed me to a Friday. My little system has not been the same since. Goodness gracious me, I didn't know whether it was coming or going, but anyway, I've arrived. Back to Thursday.
I mean, with that happening, the clock's going back, the earlier start to racing, my whole equilibrium has been thrown out of whack.
I've been taking medicine for it, but I can't tell you what the medicine was, that's for sure.
No.
But the great news is, again, though, that the loser is a non-runner the day I turn up.
He's dodged you again on Thursday,
hasn't he? Didn't realise that I hadn't been in Wednesday, Thursday last week. Turned up Friday for me to wipe the floor with him, as he would say. And today... self-cert.
Could have gone to Lingfield, really, couldn't he?
Listen, he's lost the plot, the fella. He has lost the plot, I tell you. Again, I fear for him, actually. I fear for
him.
I do, indeed, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to be taking a look ahead to a couple of races at Wetherby a little bit later on in the podcast. For many people, Pimmers, this meeting at Wetherby is the real start of the jump season. We've already had a meeting at Cheltenham. We've already had the Old Rowan Chase, of course. But a lot of people sort of view that the Charlie Hall meeting is where it all really gets going.
Yeah, I think you're dead right there. Like, obviously, with the dry summer that we've had and dry autumn, a lot of the big boys haven't got going yet. Obviously, great news to hear Sam Crowe running tomorrow.
Yep.
Obviously, we've got the big boys coming out over the weekend as well. We've had a bit more rain in Yorkshire of late. I think the going officially is good now at Wetherby.
Yep.
But I was there at the opening meeting of the year. The track itself looked absolutely beautiful. Tremendous covering of grass. Looked the part, walked very safe, but then when you looked at the times, I mean, I believe there was a track Rockhill's beaten. How many there were, I don't know, but it was lightning quick ground. So hopefully they've got genuinely good ground there for this Friday and Saturday meeting.
I tried to check, you know, how many course records had been beaten, but the course records section on the Racing Post website, members only.
Oh dear. You're not a member.
I'm far too tight to afford the membership.
Yeah, well, surely maybe if we could have a word at the powers that be at William Hill, they might actually make us a member somewhere along the line.
However much it is
per week, month, whatever. But anyway, there definitely were some track records beaten there on that opening meeting. So we look forward to it. Feels as not absolutely wow tomorrow again, but they are certainly stronger than they were then.
And that day, of course, Pimmers, is a big charity event as well, which you're obviously well involved with for those listeners who don't know. But not only do you give out winning tips on this radio, you're a charitable guy all round. Raise a few quid.
Basically my role there, it goes back to many years when a lady in the next village for me, who was bound to a wheelchair through a falling a point to point, set off this spinal research charity day at Wetherby. I think, and I might be slightly out here, but I think it was about the 28th running of this spinal research day. We had about just short of 300 people in the marquee for lunch, and they gave very, very generously. And I think on the day, we raised about 45 grand. So it was, you know, fine
really
effort.
Good going that, yeah.
Fine effort. And, you know, they gave generously. We had a nice day out. And again, the fields weren't massive, but it was competitive stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, massive hats off to everyone that was involved with that. As I say, Weatherby is going to be what we'll be taking a look at in just a moment. I'm just going to throw you another one. Slight curveball here, not a massive curveball, but it's just popped into my head. We mentioned Sam Crowe there. The decision to stay over the smaller obstacles, Pimmers?
Yeah, more than likely right, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, if I'd have been involved with it, making that decision, I think I'd have stayed there. Because, you know, how strong is that champion hurdle division?
Yep.
That's the thing you've got to ask yourself. And again, to be fair to Bouvardet, he's maybe not got the plaudits that he should have done because we felt it was a weak champion hurdle last year. So, yeah, I think it's game on. I think it just adds a little bit more spice to it as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's only young. He's plenty of time for the bigger obstacles.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in this game, but all things being well, there'll be time for fences.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, and again, as with Bouvardet, he didn't actually take the bigger obstacles, did he?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So he's gone chasing and come back
to
be a champion.
Incidentally, by the way, Sam Crowe's only got three rivals to beat in that Down Royal race coming up on Friday with Sharjah from the Willie Mullins team looking the most likely threat, but is a very short price to get off the mark in what could be a really exciting campaign for Sam Crowe. We're not going to look at that race, though. It's not particularly competitive. We are going to take a look at a couple of races that have a little bit more of a competitive edge to them, and they both come up at Weatherby. We start with the 305, one of the feature races of the day at Weatherby. This is a listed handicap chase. 2 miles and 3 furlongs is the trip, or an extended 2 mile and three. Good prize money on offer for one of their feature races of the day. And a decent little field assembled here as well, Pimmers.
Oh, a smashing little race, yeah. Good prize on offer, just over 17 grand. So we should be looking for a very competitive field. And we've certainly got that, and we've certainly got 10 runners declared. So hopefully if you wanted to take a slant each way, you could well do that. But I think there's a couple here that catch the eye for me. Obviously, some of my systems are slightly stranger than some of my colleagues here at William Hill. But it's that time of year coming along, isn't it, shortly? Have a little look at the runners and think, what's coming along shortly, Sammy?
The C word, is it? Christmas?
Oh, no.
No.
Don't do that to me.
I thought you were looking for Christmas-themed runners.
No, no, something else. Something else far more important in my life than Christmas.
I don't know. Pass. Pan au chocolat?
No. What's going to happen shortly? Miles and miles away. And there's only one of them this year. His pal's not a non-runner. He's definitely gone with a vet cert.
I don't know.
You still don't know?
No.
I wonder if my celebrated colleague would know.
Is it obvious?
Well, it's obvious if you know the answer.
Well, yeah.
It's a bit like that new competition we're running here at William Hill Towers.
I think I've got it.
Go on then.
Is it Delusion of Grandeur?
No, you haven't got it.
Haven't
it's good.
It. Okay.
As
okay.
Roy Worker would say, it's good, but it's not
it's
right.
Not there.
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery.
It's Dingo Dollar.
Oh, I'm a Celebrity.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the one, isn't it? I mean, that's coming up shortly. With all those clues I gave you, miles away, there's only one of them turning up. The other one's got a vet cert. Blimey.
Oh, right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do no more. Yeah, I bet you the listener now is going crackers, saying, what the heck is that Sam Norris doing?
You served at me on a silver platter, really, didn't
I did,
you?
I did indeed.
And I didn't take it. Tell me about Dingo Dollar.
Dingo Dollar, well, he's very good, very tough, very consistent. He ran a blinder in defeat when we saw him last up at air behind Crusoe Boy. And if he strips fit for his debut after 195 days, certainly make him a player. I love Splash of Ginger, the horse. He's got a great big fan base, hasn't he? He loves Cheltenham. He usually saves his best for Cheltenham. And he ran really well behind the Storyteller there back in March. Again, you'd imagine that he'll come to the sports fit. But I think the one that we've got to side with here is the one that won just 12 days ago in the shape of Copain de Clace. Harry Cobden rode him on that occasion. He's due to go up £10 from a mark of 130 to 140. He just gets the £6 penalty tomorrow, so he's £4 well in. And you'd have to think that more than likely, there's an awful lot more to come from him. So despite its very competitive look, I feel Copain de Clace is the one to be on. And if you wanted to look for something a little bit more value, Splash of Ginger.
Copain de Clace then, the selection of Paul Nicholls and Harry Cobden in that listed handicap chase at Weatherby. 35 minutes later, we come on to a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. The field for this one, 9 strong at the time of recording. Equally as competitive, a little bit less in the talent stakes, perhaps, Pimmers, but as I say, competitive nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, it's competitive. Dino Velvet's interesting, ran well enough in defeat behind Oscar Dinaris at Newton Abbott the last time we saw him, just 10 lengths adrift on that occasion when he finished fourth. Eskandash fell the last time we saw him. And then we've got Silver Eclipse, not seen him since 282 days ago, so, you know, taking a leap of faith with his fitness. But obviously, Sue Smith loves to have winners at one of our local traps.
They seem to have needed the run, though, the Sue Smith horses.
They usually do, don't they? They usually do, yeah. Mark Walther's represented with Cornborough and Crushed. He just trains not that far away from the track either. And we've got another northern horse. Mickey Hammond's Blue Hussar was disappointing, well pulled up at last time out. And Apteryx, I think that's how we pronounce it.
Apteryx, I think, yeah.
Okay, course and distance winner in the past for Brian Ellison. And interesting jockey book in the shape of Daryl Jacob there. And Apteryx finished just a half a length behind High Expectations at Sedgefield. And again, that was just 57 days ago. But the one that stands out is Storm Rising. Won a conditional jockey's race at Cheltenham just 7 days ago. Because of that, doesn't get no penalty. He's sure to have gone up by the handicapper. So he's basically very well in. If he can't put back-to-back gins together tomorrow, after the handicapper's taken his toll with his reassessment, then he's going to find life very difficult. So, to be fair to Dr. Newland, he's found a golden opportunity for Storm Rising to put back-to-back wins together. And he's very consistent, this horse, as well. Tough, genuine. Despite him wearing the blinkers, he seems to be of good heart. And as many of the others are, he's only five. So, you know, there could be an awful lot more to come from him.
Certainly could. Storm Rising, they're looking for another victory for Dr. Richard Newland and Charlie Hammond. That goes with Pimmer's early selection of Cop and a Class, potentially two to follow on the Weatherby card coming up on Friday. Pimmers, thank you for that. Pleasure as ever.
Yeah,
and
just
best of luck.
Just tell you very quickly, if you're going to Weatherby on Saturday,
yeah.
I believe there's live music. I believe, and this wouldn't apply to you, Sam, or some of your other colleagues here at William Hill Towers, but I think there is best turned out person.
Oh, really? So for men and women?
And women,
oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And there's big prizes on offer, I believe. So just maybe spruce yourself up a little bit if you're going to Weatherby on Saturday, listener.
I'm going on Friday. Is there anything on offer on Friday?
I wouldn't make too much effort if I were you.
You've given me a banker double there anyway, so.
You don't need it, yeah.
Yeah.
You just go for that, Sammy. Yeah. And the great thing is, Sam, you'll get him free for under 16s.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah, of course. I'll have to find someone to put the bets on for me, though, but.
Oh, yeah, do that. Ooh, we don't want you getting into trouble, do we? No. Dear, oh dear.
Are you heading to Weatherby over the next couple of days?
No. I'm afraid not. I have prior engagements, I'm afraid.
You're not well dressed enough, really, for
if I was going, I'd be dapper. I'd have my brown trilby on and my
tweed
suit, tweed? Yeah. Clean shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Red socks.
Red socks, okay.
Ironed boxers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would leave nothing unturned.
No. Excellent stuff. And with that scary thought, thank you.
My pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.